7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm just a hair tardy getting back to the studio, Richie, because we're all talking about the weather the storm and that sort of thing. Yeah, right. So Charlotte went out to do her morning rounds. Charlotte is my
Is it raining
fantastic
yet in Boston?
Oh, yeah, it's raining. It rained. I chopped corn until about 8 o'clock last night, 8:30. Yeah. And but it was just, I'm trying to get enough feed so that we have the cows fed for the next couple of days, because it'll be hard to get any place to do any work for, certainly during the rain, and right. It'll be a little tough for the day or so after that. So anyway, I put Charlotte out to do her morning rounds, as she does.
Will she stay out in the rain?
Well, she normally doesn't. I don't know. She sat out on the lawn howling, and I have been busy, so I haven't had a chance to go check on her. Normally, she goes into the garage and just lays on the mat waiting to come in the door if it's raining. She's sitting out there, and she looks like a drowned rat. I just let her in, and I'm trying to dry her off, and she's hobbling around because the cold, gets to her hips and stuff. So, but anyway, she looks like a drowned rat. I did get a weather forecast, I got a weather report. I call Meredith. She's driving through Ohio.
And Meredith, the girlfriend.
Meredith is my, it seems strange, doesn't it, that terminology when you are...
When you're 65.
Well,
64.
Older.
66. 63.
Whatever.
Somewhere around.
Anyway, when you're mature, doesn't it sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. Anyway.
Do you really want to go to the she's my female companion?
Nah. No, I think that's awkward.
Stick with girlfriend. Friend. Makes you seem young.
Thank you.
Anyway, you guys skip down the hall with your hands.
There we go.
On your way to the dance.
Right, exactly. So anyway, she's driving and says that driving is pretty normal in Ohio. It's raining, but that's about it. And she didn't take a shot, but she was laughing because I was talking about how there was nobody on the roads yesterday. She said, "What do you mean there's nobody?" Because as soon as she left driving, she's driving, for those who didn't hear the story, she's driving down to Kentucky for an event this weekend, and she was going to fly. I told the story about the airports and that sort of thing, and then she left, and then the traffic was so bad on the Mass Pike, she had to get off the Mass Pike to go kind of around it, and then she ran into a big accident in Pennsylvania someplace, because when you get into situations like this, what happened actually to me yesterday when I was out, I had 6 tons of silage behind me in the truck, but I came down a hill, and I almost couldn't stop, and I'm only doing
sliding.
50. Well, the leaves are all over the road.
Yeah, wet leaves.
And that's the
same.
That really, you got to be careful of that. When you're driving at 60 miles an hour or 40 or 30, wherever you are, if you're close to places where there are a lot of leaves, this wind and the rain will do in pretty much everything that's left on the trees, be gonzo after this, and it'll be on the roadways. And these things, this is worse than ice. I'll tell you something. You're aware of the ice around you, and as you're driving, there's something that says, caution, be careful, but you're not thinking about it when you're driving and you encounter leaves. And those things, I tell you, they were really. Charlotte fell right off the seat onto the floor because the wheels are grabbing onto the surface, but the leaves are coming with you. So when you get to the surface, and so she kind of rolled over. But it is something to be careful of. I guess if there's any tip at all, other than whatever the usual stuff, Robert and I and Richie have been talking all morning, and probably will for another couple of days, about what it is that happens, for example, where Roberta is in Port Washington in New York on Long Island. The boats are onto these moorings, mm-hmm. And you taught me something I didn't know. I didn't realize the moorings were not anchored. I thought...
Well, the docks. The
docks
aren't
anchored.
Floating docks, yeah.
They're not anchored to anything.
Well, they're anchored,
they're anchored to the pilings.
But they float up and down the pilings. It's like a little loop that goes around the pilings.
Yeah, okay. So then what happens when there's more water than there is rope for it to go up and down on, it just covers them over.
That's what we're worried about here.
When there's more water than there is piling.
So if the boat
the pole comes up
10,
12, 13 feet out of the water.
Yep.
If the water goes up 15 feet,
the
loop comes off the pole, and the dock, she floats away.
Exactly.
The dock, she floats away.
And considering that the boats are tied to the docks and the boats float away.
Great.
So that's the real concern here, because they're saying in Port Jefferson they expect the tidal surge to be 13 to 14 feet, and at Kings Point, which is further in on Long Island Sound, they expect it to be 11 to 13. And we're kind of like right smack in the middle.
Yeah.
So I measured the piling from the moon high tide yesterday. You could see where the water mark was, and it was only about 10 feet above moon high tide.
That's why they call this Frankenstorm.
Yeah,
because the high tides were always higher. This, of all of the 12, or whatever, sometimes I guess it's 13, all of the, depending, it's every 28 days. So
right. You
got a full moon that is the most powerful full moon of the year.
Right.
In terms of the gravitational impact, the moon is actually physically closer to the Earth at this time of year than it is at any other. So a big full moon sucks the water around.
20% higher.
Yeah, pushes it around.
It's 20% higher.
So you got that, plus this cold front that came from nowhere. It's an early cold front, and it's not unlike what I really first worried about. Last year on Halloween, we had a 6-inch snowstorm that absolutely pulverized everything here for days. It was the longest I can remember ever being without power. And it was because the leaves were still on the trees, and the snow, you know what it's going to do. It just drags the branches down and breaks them. They end up on top of the wires. Good night, curtains, goodbye. And I remember what a nightmare it was. And that's when Edgar, God love him, sort of perfected how our generators work, because they had to run for so long. And in this circumstance, I would be surprised, given what we have here now. There's not any wind. It's gusting back and forth. There's no wind at all right now.
Really?
Here. I don't think we're going to have what amounts to anything. It says, I look at the local hour by hour here, and it suggests at 1 or 2 o'clock winds may be at 30, 35 miles an hour. And by the time it gets to dark, it'll diminish. So I think where I am here, fortunately, isn't going to get a whole lot, except a lot of rain and some wind. But just south of you, they say, and this is how, again, these storms are really so interesting, because you literally can almost drive across the street to have the impact different. And this is one of those storms. South of what is called the Massachusetts Turnpike, which is Interstate 90, from me to the Mass Pike, 4 miles. Another 4 to 10 miles south of there, the wind is blowing at 20 miles an hour faster than it is here.
Right.
Expected to be more rain. And then it's only another 30 miles, maybe 40 miles to the ocean. And that is even more. When you go south here, if you're east like Boston and north of Boston, nothing. Because the Cape is going to block it. But the lower part of the Cape, the islands, where you are all along the Rhode Island, Connecticut coast, to where you are in Long Island, all of that stuff is going to be swamp city for the next 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'll be, I will tell you, one of the most beautiful days you will probably see in a long time will be Thursday. Thursday will be a magnificent day all across.
Why do you say that?
The eastern part of the country.
Because
after all of the storms, it sucks everything out, and the air will be so clean and beautiful.
Ah.
The skies will be blue. So isn't that what you think? I mean, the news media,
the calm after the storm.
Right. It's the literal. But the damned news media won't focus on that. Neither will anybody else. It all is going to be about how horrible things are going to be. And look at all these people that are going to die. It reminds me of the discussion of this meningitis outbreak. My God. Hello. This is something that the world has been going through for as long as the world has been around, as long as there have been seas, as long as there have been land masses. I suppose the only problem really is we have too many people, and they don't know how to deal with it. And the more you scare them, the more less likely they are to deal with it. Although some of the people with real common sense, it seems to me, there for whatever the reason, there seems to have been an intelligent, I thought Bloomberg and Chris Christie, when they were speaking, I didn't hear Cuomo, he's the governor of New York, but Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, and Christie, the mayor of New Jersey.
Well, I love Chris Christie. He was saying, don't be stupid.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You're stupid. Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Right.
I mean, it is
stupid to stay.
I'm not a big fan of his, but I thought that was a great
point. It is stupid to stay in harm's way. Why in the name of God would you do that? If you knew, there was a weather forecaster I saw a couple times yesterday on the Weather Channel when we were trying to figure out whether it was going to be the plane or the car or whatever. And this guy was on the beach in Lyme, Connecticut, and he had the best. This is why these, you know, this is important to know how to express yourself, either for the radio or on television. So he goes up to a porch, and he said, "Here's where Irene hit on this porch." And then he moved his arm up to the top of the railing and said, "Here's where this storm is going to hit." I mean, isn't that practical?
Well, it shows it, really, you know.
Yeah. And then, okay, are these people dumb enough to stay in these houses when the first floor is going to get flooded? That's, I think that's the, that's really what you think about. I'd like to think that's what people think about anyway. So that's the story of that. Richie has a story. Roberta has a story. And Doug has a story because it's beyond Good Day, actually, at 18 after the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepare's Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Drink up me hearties, yo ho. I always love that.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
So, Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen, Jennifer is feeling under the weather. So, beyond Good Day, focusing on stories that have impact. And so, Roberta gets us started. She's sailing over the bounding main. Is that right?
Exactly. Remember that movie Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest? There was a marvelous three-masted tall ship in there.
Yes.
Well, the ship was actually the HMS Bounty. And it was the ship that was actually built for the Marlon Brando movie, Mutiny on the Bounty, in 1962.
Really?
Well, that ship right now is in the process of sinking off the North Carolina coast due to Sandy, and the 17 people who crew it had to abandon the ship.
What was it doing? They took it out to keep it away from...
Probably.
Where is it normally?
Probably.
Where is it stationed or harbored or moored?
Well, usually it tours around. It tours around, and it goes to different ports, and it was supposed to be, I believe, somewhere in Florida in the next week or so, and then it overwinters in Texas, I think in Galveston.
Uh-huh.
And they reported that it was taking on water. The 17-person crew put on cold water survival suits and life jackets, went into two 25-man lifeboats, and right now the Coast Guard has helicopters out there, and they're in the process of rescuing these folks. But it appears that the HMS Bounty is going down to Davy Jones' locker.
Yeah.
It's going to down to the deep. Arg, which is a pity because it's an absolutely beautiful replica of a three-masted sailing ship.
And it'll become one of the hottest scuba diving points.
Yeah, it'll be probably deep water. Yeah, it's probably really off the continental shelf. Yeah, so it'll probably go into really deep water.
Let's try to visualize this or envision what's going on. And put yourself in these people's place. The time is now,
mm-hmm.
And this ship is going down. And the we've seen these movies, the Kevin Costner movie when he was the helicopter pirate or the rescue person that went out in these horrible storms. The Coast Guard, and you remember that movie?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I remember it. Yeah.
All right. So let's just put yourself in the position of these guys. All right. If you didn't see that movie, most everybody saw The Hunt for Red October, when Jack Ryan, played by Alec Baldwin, is being shipped on a tin can.
Yeah.
Right. And they go out in this storm in the middle of the North Atlantic, and the thing is banging around like you wouldn't believe, practically flying upside down. And the guys in the front are happy, or they're all laughing because Baldwin is chucking. And I guess I'm just trying to figure out, we have all different sorts, the culture of those who get into various branches of the service, and they can do amazing things either because it's their nature or because they're trained to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the people, the men and women who do this sort of thing and take it in stride. Can you imagine
those crazy sons of...
They go into the hurricanes and the airplanes.
Into the hurricanes,
right?
Yeah.
What kind of nut bird do you have to be to do that?
Well, you think of this, they're in 30 to 40 foot seas. They got this helicopter hovering, and they're lowering down these baskets with some like dude with the basket to help people into it, and then bringing them back up to the helicopter. So, in 30 to 40 foot seas, if you could imagine.
All right, so let's go back. So remember when I was in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, I got on that ship and we did an interview from the ship that used to carry people from Ireland to America during the potato famine. And this boat was maybe, I don't know, 40 feet long. It was not a big boat. Imagine what happens when a boat like that encounters a storm like this.
Oh.
And what happens to the people that are on the boat? They're all gone.
Yep.
I told you I went through a minor storm
on a 30-foot boat with, you know, twin 454 engines on it.
Yeah.
I kissed the ground when I got back to the marina.
You can't outrun these storms.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm.
So anyway, I'll drive it.
180-foot three-masted ship.
Put yourself in somebody else's shoes in a circumstance like that. 28 past the hour and good day.
Look. It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Roberta and Richie and I tell some stories and bring up some items of interest that perhaps you haven't heard a lot about. That's the whole idea behind the basic premise of the Good Day program, is to bring you good things to think about. And most of them are things that are not being discussed by other people, although it's hard to stay away from the hurricane, hard to stay away from the presidential race. And I don't know that I really want to. Hard to stay away from things. When it comes to politics, though, I feel like it's my job to tell you something that you don't know anything about, or I'm guessing you haven't heard too much about. For example, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. You know about that, Roberta?
No.
Richie?
No, don't know about it.
I do not.
The National, yeah, I know you'll go to Wikipedia right away, and that's not a bad place to go. This is an agreement among many states in our country. States are already passing this interstate compact. The states agreed to replace the current rules regarding the apportionment of presidential electors with rules that guarantee the election of the president will come as a result of the popular vote in every state, which is not the case. It may even be, it didn't happen with George Bush, and it may not happen this year.
Yeah.
Which is so silly. And people overseas, you know, here we are trying to you know, do democracy and they say one man, one vote.
No, and they look at our system here and they don't set up systems overseas.
We don't institute the Electoral College.
No, it's ridiculous. I don't even know why we still.
And why it is that it's up to the states to do this instead of Congress to take the bull by the horns.
I'm actually happy with the states taking control of this.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather the states take control of everything.
Yeah, well, maybe less centralized government. Yeah, that's not bad.
This is the national election thing, though.
Well, anyway, but this is how it's being done, Roberta. It has to be, though, joined by, a majority. Where did that come from?
Spit it out, Doug.
A majority of the states. So the work is being done now because nobody, virtually nobody, thinks this system works. Why it's taken so long for us to get this work done. People say, oh, it's not constitutional. Blah. Well, this compact is based on Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, which gives every state the right to decide how to appoint its own electors. States have chosen various methods of allocation over the years with regular changes early on when we first came into existence, but now we haven't had anything like this taken up for 120 years or something. So, let's see, 8 states in the District of Columbia, I think there's more than that, that was a couple of months ago, I think it's up to about 49% of the 270 votes needed. And so what you really need to know about this is the states, your state, joins the compact by adopting it as a state law. The law requires that the state shall hold presidential elections by statewide popular vote. After the election, the state's chief election officer, usually the Secretary of State, certifies the number of popular votes cast in the state for every candidate and reports those results to the other states by a specific deadline. The chief election officer determines national popular vote totals for each candidate by adding up the vote totals reported in every state, including states that have not adopted the compact, and the District of Columbia. The state's electoral vote shall be awarded to the candidate with the greatest national popular vote total. It's still not clear to me how that's done, how they arrange it among the Electoral College members. The compact member state would award their electoral votes to the electors nominated by the candidate with the greatest number of popular votes. Does anybody understand this?
Yeah. So whoever gets the largest number of popular votes gets that state, and those electoral votes then go to that candidate.
But how is that any different than it is now? The number of votes that the candidate, like if Obama carries Massachusetts, he gets the electoral votes.
Right.
All right. So how is that different than what we're doing now? I'm not sure I'm clear.
I don't get it.
No, I don't either. So it's something a lot of people are talking about because people are so fed up. The project has been supported by a lot of editorials and a lot of newspapers, New York Times, Chicago Sun-Times, L.A. Times, Boston Globe, Minnesota Star Tribune, yada, 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 Honolulu Star Bulletin. Anyway, but the focus, supporters say that under the current system, campaign focus in terms of advertising, spending, visits, and addressing of regional or state issues is largely limited to the swing states. Well, we know that. So is this a way of getting these people around to every state? That's what the image or that's what the idea is. But I'm not sure how they get to the final number. I don't get it. I know that it's a good idea to have the Electoral College follow what the popular vote is, but I don't see the difference. If the popular vote here is for candidate X, then candidate X is going to get the electoral votes, right? How is that any different than the way it is now?
I don't know. We're missing something here, Doug.
I know we are.
Yeah.
And it's because we don't always understand everything perfectly clearly. But that's...
We don't!
And the understanding I have is that this is supposed to correct the problem, but I don't see how it does. Because it still has the Electoral College.
Hmm.
Well, let's study it a little bit more, and then we'll...
It's good energy. Right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're going to study a few other things, and then you're going to bring us around to your story.
I'm going to unveil the October surprise.
October surprise?
Yes.
Before the end of October.
I've got the October surprise.
And that is?
Stand by.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and print it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Why?
Here's your October surprise.
Rich McFadden on the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, has the real October surprise.
Sandy, the storm, the big storm, could be our October surprise, Doug.
Yeah, how so?
Multiple reasons. Both candidates have adjusted their campaigning schedule. They were both supposed to hit Virginia. I think Romney was going to hit North Carolina. Instead, they've opted to go to Ohio. And, in fact, President Obama has cut one of his campaign stops in Virginia and in Colorado so that he could take care of storm coverage that he needs to do with the government.
So he has to be in Washington?
I guess he's back at the White House. But other than that, here's a couple of other interesting things that I never realized. They say that rain and severe weather is more likely to hinder the incumbent's vote than the challenger.
Really?
Yeah, they say for some reason that the incumbents, the people that are going to vote for the incumbent, will be complacent and blame the incumbent for things that are going wrong, and they're less likely. And they say back in, Al Gore, they say, lost 1.5 percentage points because of bad weather in states where it was really close for him.
Yeah. Well, there isn't any groundswell of support, really, for the incumbent. There's lackluster, I don't like Republicans, so I'm going to vote for him because he's a Democrat. But there isn't the kind of groundswell of support that young people, women, I mean, all of the stuff that he had wrapped around electorate last time doesn't exist. It's not
Princeton
there.
Princeton University and Vanderbilt University have both done studies on this and say that the incumbent is hurt more by bad weather than the challenger is.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing you have to keep in mind is how President Obama handles the storm and the press that he gets on how the storm
was
handled.
And the aftermath
of the
storm.
Remember how Bush got hammered in Katrina, how he handled
that. He did
that.
A horrible job.
So if Obama,
good job, Brownie.
Right,
nice job, Brownie.
If
Obama
does not a good job of handling the storm, he could get hit on that as well, and that could be his October slam.
Right. Can you say Libya?
Well,
there is that. There's that whole element, the unknown, and when you're dealing with the feds and or any government, you know the wild card is that there isn't a lot of sometimes training, a lot of grab ass stuff, and the mentality.
You
got
to remember, this storm is affecting the most populated areas
of
the country.
Yep.
Right.
Right. Yeah, the whole East Coast, and so if you don't, I think I understand your thinking, and it makes good sense.
And the other thing is,
Maryland and other states have already ended early voting because they're worried about power outages.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No more early voting. If you voted early, fine. Otherwise, you got to do it next Tuesday.
Yep. So it can have a big effect.
There's the story. Thank you, Rich 8.
Bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life.
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Ken Cronhouse, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to check the medical news of the week. And a happy birthday to Amanda Cronhouse, who's turning sweet 16 this weekend. She was only 16, and she's your only daughter. She's your only child. So how does that make you feel there, Daddy-O?
Makes me feel quite old. I wish they would stay 9 forever.
I think that's when did I first meet her? She was, I think she was younger than 9. No, yeah. She may have been 9 or 10, somewhere around there.
All
right, let's talk for a minute about the meningitis outbreak. Some people think there's a mystery to this. I think you and I talked about it once when it first, well, actually the last week or so, when it was learned that at least in the popular print medium, some genius says, "Oh wow, look at this!" And the office of the pharmacy is right next door to a place of business where they recycle, and there are all kinds of vermin and stuff around. Not only that, the office, the companies belong to the same family, and they would walk across the hall, one to the guy in one office over here on this side in the industry that basically is recycling all kinds of trash, and they walk across the hall to the pharmacy. What the heck else do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think they identified the fungus roaming around the pharmacy, and they just were not sanitary conditions at the pharmacy. Apparently, they received the warning about 7 years ago, didn't heed it. It was never followed up on. And this morning, we're congratulating this Tennessee doctor at Vanderbilt, who actually is getting credit for cracking this meningitis mystery. Being persistent, she treated a patient with meningitis with the usual bacteria, antibacterials, and the patient didn't get better, and then went to the lab and said, check for fungus, and that's what they found.
So it was her initially who found this. And this goes back to the first case, or one of the first cases of it, is that it?
It was this doctor in Vanderbilt University, Dr. April Pettit. I want to congratulate her. She's an infectious disease specialist. And she just noted that her patient wasn't getting better with the usual treatment that we provide for meningitis. And she did some great detective work, went back to the lab and said, check the patient's specimens for not the usual bacteria. bacteria and virals possibilities that we look for, but for fungus. And in fact, that's what they found. And sounds, she put it all together.
Sounds like an episode of House.
Exactly. That right? It's very similar.
Yeah. All right. Some death reports because of over drinking these monster energy drinks, Ken.
Very concerning. The FDA announced this morning that they're investigating reports of 5 deaths, Doug, and a non-fatal heart attack in people who have drank high-caffeine energy drinks made by the Monster Energy Company. In addition to caffeine, these energy drinks, they contain other stimulants, Doug, including taurine and guarana. This is a caffeine-containing plant.
All right. So what is the advice here? Don't let your honey boo-boo drinks these monster drinks.
I would stay away from them unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. All right. Probiotics and colds. We have the cold season coming upon us. What do we recommend?
Well, I'd like to put some good news about Framingham. This is from Framingham State University in Massachusetts. A study of college students who took probiotics. They had shorter, less severe colds than students who didn't take the beneficial microorganisms. They used a concoction called Hansen's Probiotic Strains. It contains 2 probiotics, BB12 and LGG. So check the labels, read labels, make sure that whatever supplement or yogurt food you're buying has these 2 probiotics.
All right, so this is a good thing, again, to keep in mind. You got to have a strong immune system in order to ward off flus, colds. That's what you just have to have a strong immune system, period, for everything that could bother you.
BB12 and LGG.
There you go. All right, so here's the there are a lot of bits and pieces coming out about secondhand smoke. And how long it takes. Those of us who are exposed to smoke all through our childhood, what does that mean for our present and future health?
Well, the news is all the skeptics on secondhand smoke, I think that this really is a real phenomenon. This is out of the American College of Chest Physicians this week, that people exposed to heavy concentrations of secondhand smoke in confined spaces, the worst ones are bars and in cars with the windows closed, experienced impaired breathing and airway restriction in only 20 minutes. So even a short exposure, Doug, is harmful for normal airways.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his medical expertise and interpreting some of the medical news of the week on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.